Amid concerns over a rush to vaccination, drug makers sign on to a safety pledge.
Vaccine development normally takes a decade. Most vaccines take years to develop and to approve. And this is going, everything here with COVID-19 is proceeding much, much quicker, which is raising concerns among health experts and the public.
Plus, U.S. stocks tumble again as oil prices continue their slide. It's Tuesday, September 8th. I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli for The Wall Street Journal. Here's what's news. J.P. Morgan says it's found evidence of employees and customers misusing government stimulus funding. In a memo to employees, the bank said it found wrongdoing involving the Paycheck Protection Program for small businesses, unemployment benefits, and other coronavirus relief programs. J.P. Morgan delivered $28 billion in loans through the Small Business Lending Program, more than any other bank. It says it's cooperating with authorities. Oil prices fell to their lowest level in more than 2 months today. Futures tied to West Texas Intermediate, the U.S. crude oil benchmark, dropped 8% to $36.58 a barrel. Brent crude futures, the global benchmark, fell 5.4% to $39.73 a barrel. Our Europe markets reporter Joe Wallace says prices have been trending downward again after a months-long recovery.
So the oil market's been weakening for a few weeks now for two main factors. The first is that a rebound in demand for gasoline by US drivers has slowed down. And the second is that China has slowed down the pace at which it's importing crude oil. It had been snapping up record amounts of oil earlier in the summer, which propelled the market higher, but it couldn't really maintain that pace. And so the market had been weakening under the surface for a few weeks, and then today it really snapped and prices fell quite sharply.
The fall in oil prices and more volatility in tech stocks dragged down all three major U.S. indexes today. The Nasdaq lost more than 4%, falling into correction territory, meaning overall the index has fallen more than 10% from its high. The Dow lost 2.25%, and the S&P 500 fell 2.8%. And the preemptive blackouts during wildfire season are expected to become the norm for years to come in California. While utility PG&E works to upgrade its equipment and make overdue repairs, the utility has shut off power to about 172,000 customers this week to avoid sparking wildfires during windy weather. As we reported this morning, that could impact more than 500,000 people. The utility has been relying on so-called public safety shutoffs after its equipment sparked a series of deadly wildfires in 2017 and 2018 that killed more than 100 people and destroyed thousands of homes. Coming up after the break, why drug companies developing COVID-19 vaccines are signing a safety pledge. Nine drug makers working to develop vaccines for COVID-19 have signed a public pledge saying they won't seek approval from regulators until their vaccines are shown to be safe and effective in late-stage testing. Among them are candidates already in that phase from groups including Pfizer and BioNTech, AstraZeneca and scientists at the University of Oxford, and Moderna. The pledge is meant to address concerns, including from some scientists and other experts, that the process is being rushed. The U.S. government has spent billions of dollars on deals with drug makers under its Operation Warp Speed to quickly develop and produce potential vaccines. To discuss the latest developments, I'm joined now by our pharmaceutical reporter, Jared Hopkins. Hi, Jared. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
So, Jared, tell us some more about this pledge. What was the motivation behind drug makers signing on here? What did they tell you?
So there's a lot of concern right now over from the public and from other public health experts when it comes to the COVID-19 vaccine development of efforts being rushed and of steps being skipped. And so the drug makers, there's about nine of them, came out with a pledge saying that they won't seek approval until they have these phase three late stage data that show that the vaccines are safe and effective.
There's certainly a lot of pressure on drug makers to develop a vaccine quickly. How big of a role is the political pressure playing? We know that the CDC has already asked states to be ready to launch vaccination campaigns by November. Many have pointed out that's just before the presidential election.
Yeah, and additionally, an FDA meeting of outside experts to discuss COVID-19 vaccines was also scheduled for October. And so that, you know, this has all sort of raised concerns among scientists and other health experts that the Trump administration would rush a vaccine to bolster President Trump's reelection prospects. Just yesterday, on Monday, he also said at a news conference that a vaccine could be ready in October.
At the same time, recent surveys have shown that a lot of Americans are opposed to taking a vaccine. You wrote about this last week for the Wall Street Journal. What are some of their major concerns, and how much do they have to do with the pace of development?
Yeah, so there are large numbers of Americans who are what's called hesitant of a vaccine with relation to COVID-19. Safety is a large concern, and the speed of development is a large concern. There is also other issues, distrust of government and pharmaceutical institutions. But a major concern among many Americans is how quickly the vaccine development has gone. And this is tied to partly political issues and sort of efforts of the Trump administration to advance a vaccine very quickly. But also very important is how vaccine development normally takes a decade. Most vaccines take years to develop and to approve. And this is going, everything here with COVID-19 is proceeding much, much quicker, which is raising concerns among health experts and the public.
Jared, what else are drug makers doing to address concerns about vaccine safety and that the process is moving too fast?
Well, this has come up in several public appearances by companies in recent weeks. Last week, there was an event held by a trade group that included several company executives from Merck and from Pfizer, and their CEO said that they would not seek approval until their vaccine was proven to be safe and effective with late-stage testing. So there are other ways that they are trying to get out there and to get this message out.
And finally, Jared, let's just get the latest on the timeline here. How many drug makers are now in their final phase 3 trials? And what's the current latest estimate among the medical community for when they may have a vaccine?
So among the vaccine developers or companies that are in the late stage trials here, we have Pfizer with its partner BioNTech from Germany, which is in phase 3. They expect to have results in October. Moderna is also a company that is in late stage testing. And AstraZeneca, which is developing a vaccine with researchers from University of Oxford, that is also in late-stage testing. So those are three of the most advanced vaccines. So these vaccines are in late-stage testing in large phase 3 with about 30,000 people testing the vaccines in the trials. And then there's potential now in the next few weeks, in the upcoming weeks, for interim results. And then that could potentially lead to an emergency authorization by the government or an approval by the government, and then potentially reaching Americans. We do not know at this point yet who would get any vaccine first. You know, public health experts do expect that healthcare workers to be prioritized in the initial wave here of the first COVID vaccines, but a lot of that is still being worked out by the government and other health officials.
Wall Street Journal pharmaceutical reporter Jared Hopkins. Jared, thank you so much for joining me today.
Sure, thank you.
And that's what's news for this Tuesday afternoon. We'll be back tomorrow morning. If you like our show, please rate and review us wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli for The Wall Street Journal. Thanks for listening.